First Chronicles overview. Purpose. To trace the royal line from Adam to David as an encouragement to God's people, to emphasize their heritage and remind them of doctrinal and moral truths, and to provide a record of David's reign. Author. No author is cited, but Jewish tradition holds that the priest and scribe Ezra was the author. Name. The Hebrew name of this book, Dibrei Hayyamim, literally means the words of the days, or daily matters. In the Greek version of the Old Testament, the name of the book is Paralipomena, which means omissions, referring to matter not included in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings. Chronicles, the English name given to the book in about the 5th century, refers to a chronological account of events. While all of these titles reflect portions of the book, none of them fully describe it. Time period covered. Much of the material in 1 and 2 Chronicles repeats and adds to the historical record found in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings and spans several centuries of the history of God's chosen people. The historical section of 1 Chronicles begins with the death of Saul around 1010 BC. The last event noted is the death of David and the onset of Solomon's reign 40 years later in 970 BC. Date written. If the author is Ezra, he probably wrote 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, and Nehemiah sometime after he came to Jerusalem around 457 BC, likely between 450 to 425 BC. Setting. 1 and 2 Chronicles were written in the post-exile era, after the Jews returned from Babylonian captivity. The remnant of God's people needed constant encouragement to keep their faith and traditions alive. They needed to have hope that the God of David had not forsaken them, and that a king from his royal line would someday rule once more. Following the example of prophets such as Jeremiah and Ezekiel, the author of Chronicles endeavored to help the people see that God had not forsaken them. Key people: David and his son Solomon. Unique features. The books of 1 and 2 Chronicles were originally one, as were Samuel and Kings. It was divided into two books in the 15th century. In 1 Chronicles, there's an emphasis upon the Ark of the Covenant, the temple, the participants in temple service, and other aspects of worship, thus providing history from a priestly viewpoint. Both 1 and 2 Chronicles were written with a selective rather than comprehensive historical framework. The author highlighted spiritual lessons and taught moral truths by focusing primarily on positive aspects of the nation's history and leaders. For example, in 1 Chronicles, no mention is made of David's sin, Absalom's rebellion, or Adonijah's usurping of the throne. Summary. The book of 1 Chronicles has two main sections. The first 9 chapters are genealogies, or family histories, that trace the descendants of Adam down to David. Chapters 10 through 29 provide a record of the reign of David, from his coronation and capture of Jerusalem to his final words and death.